doors creak and the tombstones quake.
Spooks come out for swing and wake.
Happy haunts materialize
and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Show business royalty sitting just to my right, Rich Coase, who you know and love as Svengoolie, is here for Halloween. This is the third year in a row, Rich, you've been kind enough to come in on Halloween. Thank you.
So if they've got their AM stereo speakers up, I am on the right
on the right hand side, right.
Right. Next, we'll play ping pong so you can enjoy the full separation.
It's like a Bears game, moving left to right. I'll explain which way the ball is headed all throughout the game.
No, I'm always happy to be here.
Oh, you're so kind.
I'm sorry that Wendy is not here, and sending my regards to you, Wendy, out there.
That's so nice of you. That's very, very kind of you. All right, several things to discuss with you. Number one, happy Halloween, of course.
Of course.
Of course. Number two, how are you liking the trend on television with your scarier shows? And by scarier shows, I will go with American Horror Story. I will go with The Exorcist. I will go with Walking Dead. I will go with tonight's Bears game, where it's blood and guts. There's storyline too, mm-hmm. but it's not like the older horror films. Are you enjoying today's horror as opposed to yesterday's horror?
To some extent. I like a lot of the story stuff in Walking Dead. I can do without as many intestines, possibly.
Yes.
But yeah, with all those shows, it's still a little too much gore.
Yeah.
Infused for my liking. And you know, I enjoy those old Universal movies and things like that. And I think, again, it's like the effects taking over for the story at times. And I don't really think that's necessary.
The season premiere of Walking Dead, not last night, but a week ago, mm-hmm. Last night, has been called by many how was it worded in TV Guide? The most sensationalistic, I think they went with, TV episode in history. You really saw some things in graphic detail, and maybe that is too much at some point, huh?
Yeah, I think it is. I think the fact that it is based on the comic, which was very similar, or should I say the graphic novel.
Yes. Yes.
I all that was in there, and that was part of the character. But again, I don't know. Personally, I think they could have downplayed it a little more. Yeah. Not shown, you know, here's he is hitting the guy's smashed head with the bat a few more times. It's like, okay, well, maybe they could have just
toned it down a little.
Yeah, a different camera angle so you don't see the supposed dead guy or something.
Since you brought up the Universal films, the big four, the big monster four, you got your Dracula, you got your Frankenstein monster, you got your werewolf and your mummy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've debated this in the past. Which is the one you don't want coming at you in a dark alley?
Okay, we've always talked about the mummy, the fact that he's dragging that foot. He's moving pretty slow.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about him that much.
Yep. He's out immediately.
He's immediately out.
Yeah.
The Wolfman, you have some leeway with.
Yeah.
Because, you know, full moon. Okay, rest of the time, he's not going to bother you.
Right.
You know.
So one day a month.
Yeah, exactly. What is he? He's just part-time.
Right.
So now we've got Dracula.
If you can wait him out, if he's coming at you in an alley and you can just stall for a little bit of time, all right.
And by the same token, the Frankenstein monster.
Slow.
Much like your car battery.
Yes.
He's going to wear down eventually.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a little charger you can stick in and recharge him. So if you just keep your distance enough, he's going to eventually wear down. He's not going to be able to. So I think it's Dracula.
I do too.
Because he's got that sort of hypnotic power to him.
Yeah.
And he's also going to drain blood, which is essential for your living. Yeah. So.
You also know that with Dracula, should he be the one that gets you, you're down for eternity. You're a vampire for eternity. The other ones, worst case scenario, they kill you, you're done, you're dead.
Well, that depends, because with the Wolfman, if he kills you, yes, you're dead. If he just, you know, bites you or something, you also become a werewolf.
Yes.
That was evident in the original Wolfman movie with Lon Chaney Jr., because Bela the Gypsy, who was actually
Maria Auspenskaya.
My son.
Can you do a little Maria Auspenskaya?
The way you walk is turning, my son. I sound like perhaps I could sell you something. I have a dollar store right down the street.
But her son, Bela Lugosi, who played the character of Bela, that was creative thinking there.
Yes.
When Larry goes to save the young woman that he's attacked, he strikes it with his cane, of course, with the silver head, which is why Bela dies, because he's a werewolf and Silva kills him.
Yeah.
But he also bit him.
Yeah.
And that's why he became the Wolfman.
Isn't the mythology, when you look at all the classic films, the mythology behind them is really part of the magic, isn't it?
It definitely is. And so much of it was actually created by the movies. Because, for example, you know, the famous little rhyme from the Wolfman thing,
even the man who is pure of heart and says his prayers by night may become a wolf when the wolfbane blooms and his underwear is tight, or whatever that is.
That wasn't quite it.
It was close.
It was very close.
But people thought, oh, this is an actual old, you know, legendary thing from Romania.
Yeah.
No, the guy who wrote the movie made it up. And people think that it really is part of this distant, you know, legacy of the old country.
That's beautiful. There was something so magical to these films, and I think part of it, and I'm sure you, I hope you agree, is the mere fact that they were in black and white. It added to the dreamy quality, don't you think?
I've always said that, Bill. I think that, first of all, the cinematography is so cool, and that shadow, the way that that plays into everything,
yeah.
I think it really does add into it. And another thing is, by it being black and white, I think it still kept it kind of removed from real life,
yeah.
If you think about it.
So that's true.
Same can be said of Ozzie and Harriet, I'm sure, but it really is. I think that that's part of it because it's you know, when you see, we're talking about the blood and guts and stuff,
yeah.
You see a color movie like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
You see that. There's two things where you're there. The color,
yeah.
But also the fact that it's not like over in London or Transylvania or something. It's right in a neighborhood in America.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing that makes that more frightening in a way and more realistic.
Yeah.
And more upsetting for people.
Oh, very, very upsetting. Rich Kos is here. You know him and love him as Svengoolie. The show airs Saturdays at 9 p.m. on MeTV. How many years now is this, Rich?
Well, I actually started in 1979 on another station.
Wow. 1979.
Yes, I
isn't
know.
That's a testament, though, to you and that the work you guys do over there is as good as it is. Congratulations.
Well, I'm happy you put it that way.
When we come back, we'll talk about some new Svengoolie merchandise that's available. And the original coffin, by the way, and set pieces are visible every day over at the Museum of Broadcast Communications here in Chicago. Museum.tv has all the information. And Sven, his personal website is Svengoolie.com. We'll be back in just a little bit if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Leff along with Rich Kos on WGN. Now that's music.
Yes, it is.
These kids today, they don't know music.
They don't know. You're kidding.
21 Pilots. That's music, sir.
21 Pilots.
Of course, I know that's the Svengoolie stuff, but is that available to the general public now?
It is, actually. It's on iTunes and also available if you go to www.wondercaprecords.com. And it's the strangest thing. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, famous purveyor of Palisades Park
yeah.
and Tallahassee Lassie. One day last year, we get this email from him, and he says, hey, I'm a big fan of your show. I've been watching all the time, and I wrote a song for you. And I'm like, you wrote a song for us? He sent it, and we were like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. So we had him come in, and he performed it on the show, and then we did a video
with a bunch of
celebrity cameos in it. And if you want to see it, if you go to www.svengoolie.com and go under the videos, just look for Freddie Cannon, and...
That's excellent.
Great. Yeah, we
That's
had all
fantastic.
Sorts of people. We have Penn and Teller in there.
Oh, wow.
And
impressive.
Dana Gould.
Yeah, I love
and
Dana.
John C. McGinley
yeah.
from their new show, Stand Against Evil. And a bunch of other people. The Soup Nazis in there.
That's impressive, Rich. That's very cool.
It's very cool.
You know who wrote Palisades Park, by the way?
I think it was Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris from The Gong Show wrote Palisades Park. You are doing the pregame show tonight for the Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. This is correct.
Yes. Well, they said the Bears season couldn't get much more scarier, could it? And we're doing the pregame because the show, the actual game is going to air on WCIU tonight.
Yeah.
As well as on ESPN. But on WCIU, we're doing this pregame show at like 6:30, and I'm going to kick it off with what we're calling the trick-or-treat touchdown.
What is the trick-or-treat touchdown? Can you say, or would you want
it's
that to be a surprise?
It's just a dopey bit.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's similar to like when Dave Letterman used to do the thing where kids would come to the door in unusual costumes,
yeah.
and what the costume was the punchline. We're doing something similar to that, but all the costumes are football-related.
Oh, good.
So we'll see how successful that is.
It will be fun. I think they may, the NFL may recognize you doing more pregame work for them in the future, don't you think? Is that your goal in this?
Or they will find me severely.
Right. One way or the other.
It's going to
be
fun
for somebody. What movies, I'm sure you've been asked this 1,000 times, but you have seen pretty much every scary movie that's ever been made. What scares you? What have you seen that you said to yourself, oh, despite all the movies I've seen over the years, this is really petrifying me?
I'll tell you, the first movie that really scared me terribly, there were two of them. One was the original King Kong,
yeah,
and I saw these both at a very young age. The other one was The Wizard of Oz, because that witch,
flying monkeys?
No.
No?
I like the monkeys.
Yeah.
Monkeys and they fly? Yeah. Count me in. But the Wicked Witch, there was something about her voice,
yeah,
and just the nastiness of her that would give me nightmares.
Yeah.
It was probably the scariest thing that I remember from my early childhood.
Isn't that interesting that that's what would do it for you?
Well, and when I was a kid, I've told this story before, I was afraid of everything. I was afraid of the dark. I was afraid of the noise of a balloon popping. So it might have been because I had a real good hearing.
Oh, maybe.
But, you know, it's so funny that now, you know, here I am doing horror movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to be frightened of all this type of stuff.
The one for me, we used to go to the drive-in when I was a kid every Sunday night. We'd go to the triple feature at the drive-in. And I still remember the first time a movie just really, where I couldn't look anymore, was Christopher Lee in Dracula Has Risen from the Grave.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. A lot of those Hammer films like that.
Yeah.
Again, in color most of the time,
yeah,
which adds to it. But also, that was more gory than anything the United States was providing at the time.
Well, do you remember at the very beginning of the movie, I guess I can say spoiler alert because it came out in 1967, so okay, if you have not seen Dracula's Risen from the Grave yet, go rent it really quick. At the very beginning, there's a priest walking near a church, and there's a bell, and there's blood just dripping from the bell, and then he goes up to investigate. And I remember, not a fan of screen talking, but I'm in the car watching this in a drive-in going, do not go up into the bell tower. Do not, please, do yourself a favor. Don't do it. It was that scary to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing. Those Hammer films have always been said, you know, they're like living cartoons, and they're so lurid with the full color. And, you know, sex and violence was pretty much
big time.
A big part of those movies.
Yeah. And he had the Hammer films always employed kind of the same stable of actors. You saw Christopher Lee a lot. You saw Peter Cushing a lot. The same people were kind of recycled through all of those, weren't they?
What's his name? Michael something played a million parts in them. I can't remember his last name now. You know, I'm such an expert.
Just Michael. Yeah, he just went by Michael.
He went by Simplemente Michael.
That's all he needed.
And Veronica Carlson, I think. Beautiful blonde.
Yeah, that name seems to register. Yeah.
Hazel
yeah.
Court.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I
obscure.
Used to live on Hazel Court over in Des Plaines. It was just a short
named
walk.
For her, for the great actress Hazel Court.
Yes.
But the style was so different in the Hammer films than what we saw with the earlier Universal. They really took a very different approach. A lot of times the same stories. They were using a lot of the same characters, but a very different approach to them, right?
Yeah, exactly. And Dracula seemed much more like almost an alien creature at times.
Yeah.
With Christopher Lee. And, you know, not something of this earth. Whereas Bela, you know, he was frightening.
Yeah.
But he still seemed like, well, he's a man.
Yeah, right.
But
is he the best that ever played the role, do you think? Is Bela Lugosi the ultimate Dracula?
Some people think so. But again, look at Christopher Lee. He really, you know, just what I just said, you know, he made it almost like a sort of alien type creature out of Dracula, and maybe a little more frightening as well.
I'm sure at some point, I know Wendy and I had the opportunity to talk to Christopher Lee. You couldn't find a nicer man in the world. And I even said to him at the time, I go, in movies, you're just such a monster all the time. You're always evil. And in real life, one of the nicest human beings ever.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So many people like that. Supposedly the same thing with Boris Karloff. You know, here he was such a treacherous, awful person or monster in the movies.
Yeah.
And yet he was this courtly English gentleman.
Right.
Who was
right.
very kind and very benevolent.
Yeah. You were kind enough to weigh in on this several months ago when Wendy and I brought this up. But we were talking about Dracula on the show. And I said that as a kid and still as an adult, it confuses me that Dracula, when he's wearing his Dracula garb, has a bunch of medals. Because I don't know what Dracula won medals for.
Well, I think it was for having good oral hygiene. That was one of the things.
He did have a dentist.
Instead of them giving him a toy out of the treasure chest, he would always choose the metal. It was much better.
But when I was a kid, Rich, to get my mind off of how scared I was of the Dracula movies, I would try to figure out, was he a good swimmer? Was he an excellent cook? Like, what did Dracula do that earned him medals?
Aren't there, like, diplomatic things like that, decorations? Maybe it's just, you know, he was a very fine diplomat. And, in fact, today would be running for president, no doubt.
Yes.
So you know.
He would do well today.
They're going to build a wall about Romania. That would be really.
That would be today's Dracula.
Yes.
It really would. What's the movie you've enjoyed lampooning the most? Is there a movie that over the years that you've made fun of on the show that you think, now this is gold, this is money in the bank for me?
One that we used to run a lot and which we haven't had a chance to run on MeTV or even on WCIU was Matango, Mushroom of Death, also known as Attack of the Mushroom People.
Oh, I remember that.
And we always loved that because in the beginning, there's this, she's famous, a star of the screen and radio. And this woman is walking around the boat and she's singing one of her big songs, the lyrics of which are, la, 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 la.
They didn't even write lyrics.
Yeah, and there was a guy who was dressed sort of like Gilligan on there. So we used to, you know, come right out of that with me dressed as Gilligan.
Yeah.
And, you know, adding on to the La La song. And the whole thing was if you ate these mushrooms, you would turn into one of the mushroom
people. Oh, no, nobody wants that.
And if you had it on a pizza, you'd become a pizza person, no doubt. But these things happen.
Isn't it funny how many movies use the title Attack of the Blank People?
Sure.
Like at some point in Hollywood, didn't they go, it's already been done?
Huh?
No, you had Attack of the Puppet People. Attack of the Mushroom People. I wish those people had fought each other. That would have been a great movie.
Attack of the Eye Monsters.
I think. Yeah, there were several.
Gallbladder Attack of the. No, that was a different thing. I wasn't sure about that one.
Health wise, you're good. I know you've had some ups and downs, but you're Svengoolie, so you're not supposed to look healthy. But other than that, you look great.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate your asking. Yeah, I've been doing well, following the instructions of my cardiac doctor, and still, it's always a battle to keep the weight down. But and
you seem to be pulling it off, though.
Well, people, you know, when they see me on TV, you remember how they say the camera adds 10 pounds?
Yeah.
And people go, how many cameras are on you? But I'm doing my best, and I'm hoping that I can continue to be around because I'm having such a good time.
You're the best, Rich. I love you. That's Rich Coase. You know him and love him just like I do as Svengoolie. Svengoolie, of course, airs on Saturdays at 9 p.m. on MeTV. Watch Rich do the pregame for the Bears game against the Minnesota Vikings tonight. And, of course, his website is svengoolie.com. Great to see you.
Always great to see you, Bill.
Thank you.
It's always fun to visit with you. Can I come sometime other than just Halloween?
Yeah. Come anytime you want.
Oh,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Door's
so much.
Always open.
All right. Well, close it because people keep stealing here.
People keep stealing our equipment for that reason. Thank you, Rich. We'll take a quick break and then some news. It's Bill Leff on WGN.